Welcome back to Memorial Stadium as tonight Indiana hosts the Akron Zips in a Saturday night showdown here in Bloomington. Good evening, everyone. Alongside Don Fisher and Buck Sewer, I'm Scott Agnes. It's now time to take a look at our Smithville Crimson and Gold Cup update. Well, 20 points were up for grabs this year between the two rival schools, and finally this week, the first points were earned. The undefeated Hoosier volleyball team battled Purdue at University Gym, and despite IU winning the opening set 25-23, the Boilers rallied to win the next three. A very close match throughout. In fact, all four sets were decided by just 2 points. A crowd of over 2,300 showed up for the sold-out contest, the largest crowd in University Gym history. Sophomore middle blocker Samantha Thrower is our spotlight player as she played her best game for the Cream and Crimson. Thrower blasted 18 kills and came out firing in the first set, putting away 5 kills, but Purdue was too strong and went on to hand Indiana their first loss of the season. Coach Sherry Dunbar's team started 12-0, their second best start in school history, before falling to Purdue and then Northwestern last night. So Purdue earns a half point. The next points are up for grabs on October 7th as the IU women's soccer team travels to West Lafayette. That was tonight's Crimson and Gold Cup update presented by Smithville. When we return, Joe Smith goes inside the numbers with IU Media Relations Director Jeff Keg. It's brought to you by the IU Credit Union. This is Indiana University football from Learfield Sports. Back once again at the Rock at Memorial Stadium. Both teams are on the field warming up prior to tonight's game as the 2-0 Indiana Hoosiers host the 0-3 Akron Zips. And it's time to take a look at our nation's top 25 report. Earlier in the week, number 19 Miami toppled Pittsburgh 31-3. That was on Thursday. Last night, number 4 TCU topped SMU on the road 41-24. An upset in Austin, Texas taking place as UCLA leads number 7 Texas 27-6 with 8 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Number 1 Alabama trails 10th ranked Arkansas 20-14 at the end of the third quarter. UCLA, ranked number 20 in the country, is taking care of business very handily against Washington State on the road. 50-16 is the final there. The Trojans improve to 4-0. Up in South Bend, 16th-ranked Stanford bleeds Notre Dame 19-6 through three quarters. Then going on later on tonight, Kentucky travels to number 9 Florida. South Dakota State takes on soon-to-be Big Ten counterpart Nebraska, number 6-ranked in the country. Cincinnati just kicked a field goal for their first points as they welcome number 8 Oklahoma. Auburn hosts number 12 South Carolina. Number 2 West Virginia travels down south to number 15 LSU, and the 5th-ranked Oregon Ducks are at Arizona State. The marquee matchup tonight, number 24 Oregon State fights it out on the blue gridiron at number 3 Boise State. Coming up, we'll have our Big Ten football report. This is Indiana University football from Learfield Sports. Welcome back to Memorial Stadium. Scott Agnes here with you for a fantastic evening of football here at the Rock as we glance at our Big Ten football report, and we begin with a huge score 116 miles north of Bloomington at Ross-Ade Stadium, where Toledo knocks off the Purdue Boilermakers 31-20. The Rockets hadn't won at Purdue since 1992, and even more devastating for the Boilers is quarterback Robert Marv. He re-injured his left knee on the Boilers' third drive of the game and had to be taken off in a cart, so a huge upset that win there for Toledo over Purdue. Number 11 Wisconsin absolutely destroyed Austin Peay 70-3. The Badgers registered the most points in school history. As for Michigan State, number 25 Spartans easily trounced Northern Colorado 45-7. The Spartans had no trouble winning without their coach Mark D'Antonio, who suffered a heart attack after last week's thrilling win against Notre Dame. Number 18 Iowa demolished Ball State 45-0. Ball State previously had gone 61 games without being shut out until today. Michigan, Indiana's opponent next week, took care of Bowling Green at home 65-21, despite Denard Robinson and backup quarterback Tate Forcier leaving the game with left knee injuries. However, Robinson did say in the post game he was cleared to play, and that is certainly an issue IU will keep its eye on this next week. Northwestern improves to 4-0 after just escaping the Chippewas of Central Michigan. That was at home, 30-25. Both teams combined for over 800 yards while running the no-huddle offense. In progress, number two, Ohio State, having no problems with Eastern Michigan. The Buckeyes lead 59-20 with one quarter to play at the Horseshoe. And we have one possible upset brewing in Happy Valley as a very good Temple team led 13-6. Three straight scores now for Penn State. And with 3:35 to play in the fourth quarter, Penn State, it looks like they're getting the job done. They lead 21-13. Up next, tonight's NCAA Hall of Champions player interview with senior safety Mitchell Evans. This is Indiana University football from Learfield Sports.